Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Audio courtesy ESPN. If you're looking for a job, there's one in sports psychology that's open.
Oh, and I'd say play-by-play broadcaster for softball on ESPN. I'm wondering if... I know we got a lot of news today.
One in the dossier.
I know we got a ton to talk about today.
Yeah.
Among them, Cavs girls restructured. But here's the thing,
restructured,
Kenny.
I thought that they were
it's Bitcoin. They're calling it a restructuring. I was talking to all my sources yesterday within the dance community from coast to coast. But Kenny, should she have corrected him? Like, we did this with Paul Biancardi when he had no idea who Colin Sexton was. We did not choose to correct him.
She had a better backbone than we did. We chose not to correct that guy.
Well, what's more important, making the better television, making it seem seamless, not bringing up that, you know, there were some Ken Revisa fans watching because that's what he was. Someone, he loved softball. He loved working with softball people. If you knew Ken Revisa, like many of us have.
I didn't know him very well. I didn't know if he was alive or he passed away.
I had actually reached out to him and then I found out he was dead. He was dead a year. It was a whole year when I reached out to him.
Did you check the operator and they're like, actually, he passed away?
He's gone.
Yeah. And then you acted like you knew.
Well, he passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he's not breathing.
He's still doing it.
No, he's not, sarcophagus. He's there.
Yeah. He passed away.
Yeah.
You know, he was buried with his coaching whistle. It's Ken Revisa.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could Revisa that statement. He ain't with us anymore. The old man's coaching people up in the skies. Look, he lived a long life. Revisa had coached them all from softball to Super Bowl MVPs. It was Revisa this, Revisa that when LeBron James was the champion. And you remember he was up there on the stage. He's like, this doesn't go down without Revisa.
Oh, he's so great. I mean, he continues to be awesome.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Whoops. He's still doing it out there. He just meant up there. I don't know what was this guy's name. Mark Neely was his name.
Yes, I think it was. Was it Mark Neely?
He might have changed it by now.
Actually, was worse than Peter McNeely. Actually, worse.
You got a big deal in your pants.
We can't play that one anymore.
Can't say it.
Oh my God!
Yeah, keep laughing.
That
keep
statement.
Laughing. Keep laughing.
McNeely alive. Revisit dead.
Career?
Keep laughing. Keep
dead.
Laughing.
With Mark Revisa.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
He's a good guy, I'm sure. All right. Hey, get the draft 2021. Are you excited?
Yes, we are, baby. Yes, we are.
Roger Goodell, he's excited. He made the official announcement yesterday. Here is Roger Goodell.
Proud to award in 2021. The Cleveland Browns will host in the city of Cleveland the 2021 NFL Draft. So congratulations to the Haslams.
Wait a minute. All right. I didn't hear the audio because he sounds like he's in a hostage negotiation right there. Can we do that again there? Because I'm like, hey, here's Roger Goodell. The 2021 NFL Draft is out. Come to Cleveland, baby.
He passed away.
Yeah. Wrong one.
Oh, that's not
Proud
the one.
Award in 2021. The Cleveland Browns will host in the city of Cleveland.
Browns got it.
The 2021 NFL 21. Draft. So congratulations to the Haslams.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys get the draft. You know, 1.3 million are going to be there.
Super Bowl, Super Browns.
See, this guy needs a coach. He needs Dr. Revisa.
He passed away.
Yeah.
But he can't because he's dead. All right. By the way, when Goodell does these big speeches, he needs to get booed during the speeches just to warm up. Like David Gilbert from the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, the Haslams, JW, they all should have been there going, boo, boo. Just to warm
what,
him up.
The Browns should have booed him?
Yes.
Jimmy Haslam yes. should have booed him is what you're saying.
They absolutely should have booed him.
I mean, he's one of the guys that pay him $44 million a year. I'm sure he could boo him if he wanted to. What's Roger Goodell going to do?
Goodell loves it. Yeah, everybody thinks they're getting after him. It's like some of those guys on Twitter, they're like,
I think
they wear getting
now.
Blocked like a badge of honor. And the people that block him do not care. They do not care. Like, oh, I'll just block you.
Proud to award in 2021. The Cleveland Browns were hosts of the city of Cleveland. The 2021 NFL draft. So congratulations to the Haslam.
Listen to how, like, come on, Raj.
Yeah, show some pep. Come on.
It's also, it's going to Kansas City in 2022, right? Or 23?
Oh, they did?
So what's in 2022?
They're not going to have a draft.
We're not going to have a draft in Wait a minute. Is that when the collective bargaining?
Oh, when there's a strike?
I swear to God, is that when it is?
I don't know. I'll look it up, but I know it's definitely 23 is Kansas City.
Okay. So we get the draft in 20. Next year is going to be, is that in Vegas?
Yes.
In 20. Vegas. And then the year after is going to be right here in Cleveland, Ohio, which from what we see, there's a lot of reports that says it's going to be where? On the lakefront?
Oh, is that what they're saying?
It might be where? At the Burke? You'd have a lot of space.
There's nothing official yet.
Well, we'll find out later today because they're supposed to have a press conference and a big thing and like a tailgate thing down at Public Square at 3 o'clock. But if you did it at Burke, you could break the record. Because right now the record's 600-plus. For a three-day event at Nashville,
those places, they make them up. Some idiot down in Nashville just ran wild with
some radio show
BS
host?
Number.
Some radio show host did
600,000. They said 200,000 a day.
Some struggling morning radio show host made up a number and then ran with it.
Some guys who should be in Oneonta. I think they said 200,000 a day.
Here's David Gilbert on where they will actually hold the draft. Go ahead.
He passed away.
Yeah. No, wrong one. Right
That's
one. Here we go.
Time over the next year to finalize all of the venues. It will certainly utilize a number of different downtown venues. It'll feature a lot with the lakefront, the malls, but a final site won't be determined for a while.
All right, so they don't know necessarily where it's going to happen. They said it'll take a while. Somewhere in the proximity of Cleveland, it's going to happen. But if they did it right there, now, depending on the weather, because you're going to have some high waves at some point, depending on how things come in the spring.
Of a tsunami out there in Lake Erie.
So you got to be careful. But obviously we're excited about it. Who wouldn't be excited about the draft? Aren't you excited?
Well,
now that we have the draft coming
I'm
in 2021. Because you're Mr. Poo-Poo on the draft. You and Tom Withers
I love
people.
Events. No, hold on. I love events.
It's an overrated event.
If there are parties, I will go to the parties. But the actual watching a guy select picks, that's the lamest thing of all time. There's no excitement there now with guys that don't even go to the draft. Some of the best players don't even go there. So who are you watching? I asked you the question off the air.
It's a gathering. It's basically a convention of football fans, is it not? Is that not what it's become? Because the Super Bowl is, the Super Bowl's corporate, and the Super Bowl, I told you.
But at least there's football
there. If you and I had to go and we did the show and things like that, like, yeah, I'll play nice and I'll be happy for you and I'll do it with you and we'll work. But I'm not lining up to go to the Super Bowl. I'm really not. I think the draft
is You're saying
more...
you'd rather host the draft than the Super Bowl?
No. I said going to. Well, I think the draft is more fun. I think it's more of a convention for football fans.
So you're telling
me... Nashville wasn't more fun?
You're telling me you would rather go to an NFL draft than go to a Super Bowl?
If... Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't understand that at all.
I do not want to go to the game. I told you a billion times. Unless the Browns were in it. Yeah, I guess I... Well, even that, I told you before. There's no guarantee. So we're talking about spending money. But I just believe that it's more of a fun atmosphere. The Super Bowl is corporate.
But what are you doing?
I think it's much better for the fan to go to the draft. There's hope for everybody at the draft.
Yeah,
there's fun for everybody involved at the draft.
But there's no actual football. There's just names being called.
No, there isn't. There's hope. But that's part of the beauty of it. The beauty of the draft is that futures, whether we know or not, are decided right there on the stage. Guys who walk across the stage or stay home now, guys who get drafted in the first round, that's as good as life is ever going to be. There's some guys that is the pinnacle of their life. And then there's some guys where they start off and they're going on to Hall of Fame careers. But I just look at the draft. I think the draft's a lot of fun. I think the draft is fun for the regular football fan.
I think it's there for the diehard fans. I think the casual fans.
Nashville? Nashville was.
But that was.
I think that's. I think it changes now. I think that that one there.
You think all those guys wearing jerseys were casual fans? Those were the diest of the diehards.
I think that a lot of people there were there, but you're talking about a tourist attraction type of place, Nashville. Like, I told you, we're going in the fall. I'm not going for. I didn't get the idea from the draft. Nashville has been a tourist destination here over the last few years. You've mentioned it yourself numerous times. You're a man who's well-traveled, much more well-traveled than I would ever be. And so you've mentioned it yourself. So now I think that you go down, yes, you're a football fan, but I think you go down also expecting different things and expecting more fun and expecting more of an adult atmosphere if you want to do it. And then the Super Bowl is going to be very corporate, a little bit more buttoned up. There's certain parties and things like that at the Super Bowl from what we're told that you can and can't get into. I think that the NFL draft is more open. I think there's more hope for the NFL draft.
Super Bowl, it is. You're just going
to
be...
The Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. It's a championship, but I can get just as good of an experience to myself. I think I can get just as good of an experience if my team wasn't in it, watching at home.
Well, that's...
It's made for television.
That's how you've consumed the draft your entire life. That's a made-for-TV event also. And, in recent years, I've watched less and less of the draft, especially after the first round. First round, I'm all in. Obviously, this year I was less all in because the Browns didn't even have a first-round pick. It'd be very interesting if John Dorsey traded away a first-round pick to try to go get a stud, and it happens to be the one in that draft.
Beg pardon?
That would be very interesting.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if the Browns didn't have a first-round pick and you have the NFL draft here? You'd almost have to go get another draft pick.
If they won the Super Bowl in 2020 and then they hosted the draft in 2021, because I would show up, if I were a Browns fan, I probably should. They're paying attention to every word you say now. But if I were a Browns fan, I would definitely try to go to the draft just to make an ass of myself to the Steeler fan and Raven fan and Bengal fan and whatever fan that was there. Nothing, no sort of altercations, but I would definitely show my ass. Like, we've won a championship, we've won a Super Bowl, Baker Mayfield.
Well, the party would still be going.
He would be the mayor of the city. He would just take over as the owner of the city, the lord of the city, and he would sit on the throne. And then we would all be Browns fans. And if I were a Browns fan, I'd go to the draft specifically to interfere with other picks. You would do that. Specifically to jeer other fan bases. Because it's one thing, like, it's one thing to go to New York and have, like, Jets fans whoop it up and things like that. To win a Super Bowl, then to host the thing? Oh, I think that would be a blast. Eric in Youngstown, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Eric.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Hi.
Kenny.
What?
Kenny.
What?
Sounds like you're just getting old, my friend, because the fact that you would say you'd rather...
I've had this take for many years.
It's one of the worst takes. It should be in the bad take tournament next year.
It really, really is. Bad take. I mean, I think that's just the difference between you and Anthony. I don't know your ages or the difference between you guys, but...
Anthony's actually much older than me by 5 years.
Two totally different humans.
The Super Bowl is like a party, man. You're supposed to have fun. There's actual game being played. The draft...
Yeah, no one was having fun at the draft at all. Couple months ago, no one's having fun at all.
There's no football. Like, are you supposed to drink at the draft? Are you?
There's one. It's a Super Bowl. It's one game. You act like there's games all over the place of football. It's one game.
There's actually football.
It's not an AAU tournament.
No, there's actually amazing football parties the entire week.
There's one game, and there's amazing football parties that you either can't get into or you have to lie about who you are, like Anthony has done. So which one do you want to go with, Eric? Because when they were in Nashville,
there's actually women at there's actually women at the Super Bowl parties.
There were women at the NFL draft.
Yeah, because
there
it's Nashville.
Parties,
yeah, and they were pissed.
But there were women at the NFL draft.
There will not be that many women at the NFL draft in Cleveland. I can tell you that much.
Listen, they're both awesome. I'm glad Cleveland's getting the draft. That's so great. I'm excited for it. But I would much rather be talking about us getting the Super Bowl. Even if it wasn't the Browns, even if it was just two teams, they're playing actual football. Like, the draft is just Roger Goodell saying names. I mean, how am I supposed to party for that? I think you're just getting old, Ken. I'm sorry.
I love you. I've had this since the first day. Thank you, Eric. We've been on air.
Please do this one on the national show on Saturday. Please do this.
Then I will. Fine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.